Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, November the 20th, 2009. Thanksgiving right around the corner. Wow, that's next week, isn't it? Have you ever used GPS, a global positioning system? It's pretty cool. If you haven't, the first time you experience it, it's quite amazing to hear a voice say, "Exit freeway, 1/2 mile ahead on the right." It's pretty cool the way it works. GPS uses a whole bunch of satellites up in space, then 4 control and monitoring stations here on Earth, and then of course the actual navigation devices that people use. And it's not only handy to help you to get to your destination, but it's also a very useful tool for map making, land surveying, tracking and surveillance, and a whole lot of other things too. The first time I ever used GPS was a couple of years ago in Boise, Idaho. We were up there attending a wedding, and the rental car came with GPS at no extra charge. Well, that was nice. My son did most of the driving, and since this was my first time up in Boise, that little device was pretty neat. Along with the map display, it had a female voice to instruct us as to which direction we were supposed to turn and how far ahead the turn would be. I jokingly told my son that if I ever got a GPS in my car, I'd get one with a British female voice, you know, so I could feel like James Bond. I was only kidding, I think. Being in an unfamiliar area, the GPS was really handy, though. I don't have one in my car because I don't really have a need for it. Of course, there are times that you go to a part of town that you're not familiar with, it would come in pretty handy. And I also heard recently that one of the latest features with GPS is to notify you of upcoming traffic problems on the road you're on. But the main purpose of having a GPS device in your car is to help you get where you're going. In Idaho, if we hadn't had it, I'm sure we would have spent a lot of extra time trying to figure out how to get to different places. We would have wasted time just spinning our wheels. You know, in life, many times people are spinning their wheels. They're uncertain about the future and how to get where they desire to go. They have an idea of where they want their lives to be, but many times have a difficult time getting there. Well, why not use God's GPS? You know, the Bible does talk about God directing our steps. So is that just a nice-sounding phrase? Or is it a real promise from the Almighty? Can God really direct your steps? Can He really light your path? Yes, He can. But first things first, we need to make sure that we are actually on a path moving forward. In other words, if you're just sitting on the side of the road, there's no need to lighten your path or to direct your steps. You first need to get up and get moving. I think that the reason people sit on the side of the road is that they're afraid of moving. They're afraid of making a mistake, afraid of a wrong turn, afraid of taking the wrong road. And I understand. Sometimes it's easy to be afraid when you're simply trusting in yourself and your own abilities and resources. But you know what? You can toss the fear out and start putting your trust in God. He is the one who promised that He would direct your steps. And you know, when we have confidence and trust that He will do exactly that, then we can release our fears and trust Him. So, exactly how will He direct your steps? Well, once we really believe that He will, and we are moving forward, we need to ask. Then, we need to listen and expect an answer. You know, back in Idaho, if we would have ignored the GPS that was right there in the vehicle and, you know, had the radio turned up loud, we would have missed the directions that were given. So, in effect, turning the device on was asking. Paying attention to it was listening. We were expecting directions. As we proceed in life on our journey, we move ahead without fear, doing the best that we can at the moment. And at the same time, we have our God GPS turned on. We get into the habit of asking, but we also need to get into the habit of listening for His answer until we get it. And just how will that answer come? Will it be an audible voice like the GPS? Will it be a visible sign like the GPS screen? Well, that's His prerogative. He promised that He would direct our steps. Our job is to believe that He will, ask Him, and then look for and expect an answer. And if we don't get an answer, then we just keep moving forward the best that we know how, listening and expecting until we do. You know, in addition to promising to direct our steps and light our path, God has also promised to give wisdom and to give it liberally to those who ask Him. You know, there are many who cry out and go, "God, help me! God, do something! God, please help me! I don't know what to do here!" But there are few who stay tuned in long enough to receive the answer. The Bible says that God is at work within you. You're already hooked up. He gave you His Spirit. He gave us the equipment so that we can have a connection with Him. We need to believe that we really do have Spirit and then start using it, operating it. I mean, when we were in Idaho, what good would the GPS have done us if we never turned it on? You know, a person could get a GPS receiver for their car as a gift and then think, "Oh, this thing's not going to tell me where to go and where to turn. I mean, how could it possibly work?" They could just leave it in the box and never use it. The Bible says that every born-again Christian receives God's gift of Holy Spirit. We have it. We just need to start using it. And no, God's not going to tell us every single move to make throughout the day. But He did promise that if we needed wisdom, He would give it to us. He did promise that He would direct our steps and light up our path. We need to believe that and then ask and then listen. So keep your godly GPS turned on, even in areas that you're familiar with. There could be a traffic jam up ahead that you don't know about right now. Get in the habit of staying tuned into Him all day long. Remember, He is at work within you. And the next time you think of GPS, think of God's personal solution. Well, that's it for this podcast. Do you have a comment? If you do, go ahead and type it in below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And by the way, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to check and see if I've posted something new. You get an email every time something new is posted. Now, that's kind of cool, and it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. You get notifications either by way of email or RSS. And everyone that subscribes gets a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. And that's very cool, too. There's a link below with information. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.